I am the big cheese. You might say that I am the Big Mac with cheese.
You're listening to the Mike Kara radio program, Eye on the Nation.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to our next edition of the Mike Care Radio program, Eye on the Nation, definitely have our Eye on the Nation, as always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And with me today is Mr. Jeff Paris, who is a founder and frontman of a great band. They're from Savannah, Georgia. They travel all over the East Coast and just about anywhere, if feasible. And they are the Georgia Fire Band. And basically, they are an eclectic mix of music, a little bit of something for everyone, country, rock and roll, disco, you know, whatever you're in the mood for. They do both originals and covers. And Jeff's pleasure and honor you can join me today as we talk about this great band of yours. So first of all, tell us a little bit of the history of the Georgia Fire Band.
Well, Mike, first I'd like to say this is an absolute honor, okay? I truly appreciate this, and we work so hard in different clubs and different venues, and it's nice to be noticed by good people, okay? I'd like to start off first with the Georgia Fire Band, before it was born, was called the Electric Fire Band, and that was in Hartford, Connecticut. The members were Bob Pettinici on drums, Chris Verano on bass, Jean Devon on keyboards. She was a blind woman about my mother's age that we absolutely adored, and we took her on tour with us wherever we went in Connecticut, and they were the Electric Fire. So just a little footnote there as to the history. Then I had the opportunity to move to Georgia, which was an excellent, excellent move for me, and I started the Georgia Fire Band. We've had over 20 members in the past 10 years, all of them excellent, wonderful studio musicians, live pros, everything like that. I just can't say enough about the wonderful people and musicians that I've been surrounded by down here.
Oh, fantastic there. So as we mentioned, Jeff, you describe your music as eclectic mix of just about everything. And actually, to be perfectly honest, I think a lot of our listeners and myself, definitely, that's the kind of band you really want, especially in a bar or a club or even especially at a summer festival. So part of what you do is trying to find something for everyone then.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. We want memories for everyone. I don't know about you, but I'll get in the car and I'll turn on the oldie station and I'll hear something, and I know exactly where I was or the summer that song came out, etc., and it brings back wonderful memories, and that's what we want to try to do with our fans.
Oh, fantastic there. So tell us a little bit about, you know, some of the songs. As we mentioned, there's originals and covers, but we'll talk about the covers here. And so there's a little bit about, you know, we kind of described it as classic rock and country, but what are some of the favorite songs that you like to play and a lot of songs that you get requested?
Every club you go into, there's someone screaming, "Freebird!" And I laugh out loud, and we do it. We do it. We do the live version. Then you have your usual Mustang Sallies and Lay Down Sally and all those good stuff, Willie and the Hand Jive, I Shot the Sheriff, things of that matter. We also put on a Jimi Hendrix, Stevie Ray Vaughan-style tribute show on River Street at the Bayou in Savannah, Georgia. Wonderful people there. Vincent and Jerry Zambito own it. And we've been there 10 years now, and it's home to us. We absolutely love it.
Oh, so that place is kind of your base place? I mean, kind of the house band in a way, or?
Not so much the house band, but I hope to think one of the favorites that comes down. They've been written up in Rolling Stone magazine a few years back as to being one of the places to discover an excellent live band, and to be able to go in there and try to fill those shoes, because there's so much talent in Georgia, is you know, you do the best you can with what you have, but we go out there and rock them.
Oh, definitely sounds good. And as we mentioned, Jeff, that you have some original music. So, I mean, with let's take, like you mentioned that place before, I mean, with a typical bar or club, do you concentrate more on the cover music, but occasionally throw in an original? Is that how it works?
Exactly. We want to try to warm them up to it. We don't want someone to walk in and say, I've never heard that song. It doesn't strike a bell. So if we throw it in with a few others and we announce it as an original, hopefully people will grasp the concept, the idea, and enjoy the music.
Exactly. So, yeah, definitely a lot of music there to enjoy. And we mentioned, Jeff, that you are, you know, are performing. So basically kind of like and you also perform in Florida since this show is being broadcasted outside of Orlando. Can you tell us some of the places you've performed in Florida?
We've been down at Phil's in Jacksonville over at there's another place called the Big Red House. And there's another one on the tip of my tongue. I'm so sorry. I can't think of it right now, Mike. Forgive me to the owners over there, but all in all, I'd like to say that the club owners are very good to us, very good to me especially, and we have a product that that works, that attracts fans, and it's nice to go out and shake your booty, as they say, and have a good time.
Exactly. So, yeah, a lot of party music. So I guess the question is for you, Jeff. You mentioned that a lot of the, you know, these songs are the songs you grew up with. I mean, was it hard to kind of say, okay, we're going to play all this great music and learn these songs, or did it just come back from memory? Or
I'll tell you something. We have had one rehearsal with the Georgia Fire Band about 6 years ago, and all we ended up doing was pretty much eating pizza and looking at lyrics. So what you see is what you get up there. We never play the same song twice deliberately. We throw in an extra lead or some extra fullness to everything. If we see people are dancing, we're not going to stop the song. We're going to do another verse. They're out there having fun. We're doing our job.
Oh, great.
I wrote a song called Lumpy Gravy with Bob Pettinici, Chris Verno, and Gene Devin from the Electric Fire in Connecticut. And I don't know how to put it. There's no lyrics to it, but it's a good Stevie Ray, Jimi Hendrix moving type of song that's got a groove to it.
Oh, so it seems like those would be a good songs, like almost like buffer songs or songs just in between, and to kind of keep the whole theme of what you're doing. Like you said, if you're doing a Stevie Ray Vaughan kind of theme there, you could put your own original music and it still has that same vibe then.
That's exactly right. And we also go undercover as well. One weekend we are, how should I say, they will play a strictly classic rock original venue. And then the following weekend, we play country out in Statesboro, Georgia, and it's all good. Okay? So we're pretty much ready for any type of gig that they're, you know, performance that they're going to throw at us at the venues, and you know, we're comfortable walking in.
Oh, so that's great, Jeff, that your band there is prepared. So you're in a situation where the venue says, we just want all country, or we just want all classic rock. You can do that. But if it's just like with a lot of people, hey, just play whatever everyone likes, you can do that too. So you have a lot of flexibility in what you do.
That's the key. That's the key. Like I said, I want to see people smile. And I also love to know when you get a pretty girl that comes up to the stage and says, hey, tonight is my girlfriend's birthday. She's X amount of years old, and we roast her. We don't just sing happy birthday to her for the rest of the night. Hey, for instance, Karen, are you having a good time? Everybody clap for Karen. We want this to be a party. We don't just stand there and play music. We jump around. We lean against each other. I'll go out with my guitar out onto the dance floor and dance around a little bit. I look at it as it's a show, a performance.
And with that, Jeff, we're going to take a quick break and we will be back. My guest today is Mr. Jeff Paris, who is a founder and frontman of a great band. They are called the Georgia Fire Band. They're a great eclectic mix of music, something for everyone, country, rock and roll, disco. They're a great cover and original music band. Great, again, from Savannah, Georgia. You are listening to the Mike Carrier Radio program, Eye on the Nation. Definitely have our Eye on the Nation, as always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And please stay with us for our next segment of this edition of our program today.